It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're going to talk a little bit about risk management, especially when it comes to marketing those pigs. Here to tell us about that, Steve Hofer. He is the Allied and Producer Services Director with the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. LRP for hogs. Tell me a little bit about that program.
Yes, Chad. LRP is a program. It's been around a few years. There's producers use it for both cattle and swine. Last year, there were about 23 million pigs traded on LRP in 2023. And really what it is, it's establishing a floor price through insurance. And then at the end of the marketing period, according to the contract that you choose, so many weeks out, there's multiple different quadrants of weeks that you can choose. And then there's the settled price that the pigs actually you receive for your hogs close to that market date. And so the difference between your established price and the settled price is what would be a potential payment out. But then you have to subtract what you paid for premium to establish that coverage.
What is going on right now that makes sense for LRP? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I do have some producers that I helped get on the program last year and use it. And one of the concerns we've got right now is we look to this fall, October through really February, March, and we're going to have a plant closure in Iowa that kills 9,000 head a day. That's roughly 2%. Of the U.S. kill. And so we have bumped up against harvest capacity as an industry. And with that closure, they are, as a company, are talking about increasing kill at different plants by 1,000 head at various different plants. So we're hoping the net effect is maybe a 1.25% to 1.4% reduction only. But that's a real concern. And so as an association, first thing is we cannot make individual recommendations since we're checkoff funded, but we can educate producers on the opportunities that exist within the market. But I do want producers to understand we've been able to educate them, and we've been able to help producers manage that risk. One thing to remember, 65% of the money, farrow to finish, in the hog business is made in the typically made in the months of May, June, July, and August. And typically December, November, December, January, February are lost months. So if we can manage risk during those unprofitable times, that can really help shore up the balance sheet for a pork producer on his operation and help aid his business in being surviving and thriving long term.
And so I guess, Steve, that is kind of the takeaway from right now is if you would like to take a look at this, you know, run your numbers against what LRP is offering, how does a producer go about doing that?
Yeah, first of all, you've got to have a licensed insurance agent to work with. If you're working with a crop insurance agent, some of them may not understand all the dynamics of the program, but you definitely have to work with licensed insurance agent. But please, if you've got any questions, get in touch with me. I can help you with the cost of production model. Also, I can help you as far as looking at what potential premiums are paid and how the calculations are made. We want to be a value-added organization. That's why I'm here. You can go to our Nebraska Pork Producers website, click on who we are down under that, click on staff, and you can find my contact information.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for, again, kind of walking us through that. Again, that's Steve Hofer. He is the Allied and Producer Services Director with the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Again, some thoughts on LRP in using it in hog marketing and risk management. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people produce producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call the home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.